Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom almost finished his response to the listener who asked if Central Baptist Church held to Molinist, Calvinist, or Arminian doctrines. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom finishes answering that question today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
His truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, God gives Israel a choice. He asked them to choose life. They did not. But life was God's will. I'm reminded of King David when given three choices by God as to what kind of punishment would be meted out on him for numbering the people. Now, God would have done whichever David would have chosen. When someone rejects Christ, it's not because God elected him to do so. Rather, it means God knew they would. And that's all it means. That is foreknowledge. It's unfortunate that Calvinism is rearing its ugly head in Baptist churches as well as in other denominations in this day in which we live. Jesus Christ, my friend, did all the work for salvation. Mine is only to repent and believe the gospel. One question a Calvinist must answer is this: can I come to Christ without knowing I'm elect? See, this is an area where Calvinism would contradict itself. They can believe in the security of the believer and agree with the plan of salvation as it is given. Believe it and ask God to save, yet have doubts later because he wonders, am I elected? Kind of goes against the perseverance of the saints, does it not? Usually, one does not find that a Calvinist believes that his or her own children are not elect. Now, I wonder why that is. There certainly is no joy in that type of a salvation. Lordship salvation has grown out of this belief system in which a person begins to backslide. They say, well, then, evidently they weren't elected and they weren't saved because they backslid. John MacArthur is a proponent of lordship salvation and is a strong Calvinist. You see, those things go hand in hand, just like a hand in a glove. Now, so this answer has been rather lengthy, I know that, but I've not gone back to say, well, maybe I should eliminate this or eliminate that. Because I want God to help you to have clear thinking on this matter. And I'm so glad you sent your question in, because I enjoy correcting false doctrine as led by the Holy Spirit, using His Word and His Word alone to do so. And I praise God for the gift of discernment that God gives to His people through His Holy Spirit. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is God-breathed, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And God wants to do that for you. Thank you for that great question, and my goodness, already over 2 days into one question. Now that takes us into question number two.
From Central Australia. I listened to your sermon on the website concerning Calvinism. Spurgeon was a Baptist and believed Calvinism was right. Instead of tackling a subject like this, do you not think you should study this subject more and learn from men who are older than you and have studied the Scriptures a few more years than you have?
I thank you for the question that you've just given us, because this question, as was stated, is from Australia. And I appreciate this listener listening to us on our website, to our daily radio broadcast. That is a special blessing. But he mentions that Spurgeon was a Baptist and believed that Calvinism was right. And then he goes on to tell me that instead of tackling a subject as this, I ought to study this subject more and learn from men who are older than I am and that have studied these scriptures a few more years than I have. Well, you say, Brother Andy, isn't that kind of a hard-hitting thing? No, I actually enjoyed that. Guy thinks I'm a young whippersnapper, and I like it when people think that about me. But I answered this one's question. I want to thank you for listening to the sermon on the Internet. I know of Spurgeon. It is estimated that 30% of Baptists today are Calvinists. I like what Spurgeon stated concerning Calvinism. He said, I'm a Calvinist in my mind and Arminian in my heart. Well, now at the age of 61, I've studied this subject for many years. I preach with utmost confidence the truth of God. Now, there are those who don't believe in the rapture who write me and tell me how wrong I am, but I still must preach. One thing I do, I make sure that I back up the statements made in the sermon with solid scriptures. And Acts 17 verse 11 tells us that's the noble thing to do. My call is simple, my friend. I am to preach the word, as 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 2 through 4 instruct. I'm aware of good men who believe in Calvinism, but I'm also aware of some very good men who don't. As you know, one doesn't preach a 30-minute sermon and cover all there is to cover. For example, I've read Arthur Pink's books. He somehow weaves his Calvinistic beliefs into most of his writings. Now, Arthur Pink had some good things that he wrote, but he is wrong on the issue of Calvinism. Now, of course, you need to understand, my friend, that Calvinism did not start with Calvin. The Jews of the Old Testament thought they were elected only for salvation. They didn't think they were to take the message of God to the world. I'm reminded of Jonah, who had to be taught the truth. And he was sent to Nineveh, a wicked city of Gentiles. And that just turned his stomach to preach to them and see them repent. Now, my friend, I have followed your admonition for these last 30 or 40 years, and having searched the scriptures, I found Calvinism simply is not true. Yes, the Institutes of Calvin have many good and true things in them. As the Apostle John wrote the Holy Spirit's words, which the Spirit of God dictated to John, he said, "Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." My friend, I do believe, 1 John 2:2, that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Now, thank you again for your email. The bottom line, my friend, is let God be true and every man a liar. My email is not intended to be offensive to you, but I want to introduce you to the truth of the Word of God. And I hope that you'll find that as you listen to our sermons on our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, that you can go to the Sermons by Bible and get out the various books of the Bible that on which we've preached sermons and click on the chapters and verses, and you'll find sermons on those, and it may help you all the more and be edifying to you. That's what we want to do, is that we want to be a help to you, the radio listener. And my friends, I don't view any of these people that say anything negative about us as our enemy. I don't think of them as being bad people. Sometimes these things are emotional, especially if you've been taught wrongly for many years. So we appreciate the questions from our listeners, and my skin's pretty thick, so don't worry about offending me. Okay, I believe it's time now to continue in answering these questions as Brother Gary gives them to us here.
Dear Dr. Bloom, I listened to your broadcast in North Carolina. My question is, doesn't the Bible tell us that sin destroys the earth itself?
It says, Dear Dr. Bloom, I listened to your daily radio broadcast in North Carolina. Now, let me just stop there. I know Brother Jerry's read these things to you already, but I wanted to just look at that part first, because the Fundamental Broadcasting Network has so graciously for several years now, I think since 2004, carried our broadcast on their network of stations, and I appreciate them. And my friend, let me encourage you to support FBN. It is totally a faith ministry. They do not sell commercial time. And send your love offerings into them. Now, as I've always said, your tithe belongs to your local church. But just trust God for that above a tithe and send a good, solid offering to the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, especially those who listen within earshot of the radio. Now, the question goes back to the fact that does the Bible tell us that sin destroys the earth itself? Now, we know that the Lord will make a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, 2 Peter 3:13. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, we find that God cursed the ground as a result of man's sin. The last verse of the Old Testament speaks of smiting the earth with a curse. In Genesis 6:13, God speaks of destroying the earth with a flood of water. Now, perhaps you may be looking mainly at 2 Peter 3:10-13, where we're told that the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the heavens and the earth will pass away with a great noise. But that destruction is a result of God's hatred for sin, and it is what He will need to do before He makes His new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now understand that the earth was destroyed for sin. It's kind of like a drunkard. His alcohol doesn't fire him from his job. His boss does. But the reason he is fired is the results of his alcohol. And so again, that is the reason when we say that sin destroys the earth, it's destroyed by God, but it's destroyed as a result of man's sin. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.